Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest right now is John Tamney, who is the director of the Center for Economic Freedom at FreedomWorks. And he wrote a piece recently in Forbes magazine. And on the one hand, many people welcome the Trump tax cuts, the recent plan that was passed in December 2017. And on the other hand, there are some specific criticisms that John Tamney has about them. And we're going to hear this and try and see what can be done for the future. John, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
First, let's get an overall statement. Well, how did you feel about the tax cut plan and tax cuts in general?
Well, I love tax cuts. My problem with this plan is that the Trump administration and Congress, almost from the get-go, were falling all over themselves to let everyone know that we're not reducing taxes on the highest earners. And in fact, for many of the highest earners, they'll experience a tax increase. I have a problem with that. I'm not a highest earner. But the rich are unique in their ability to stimulate the economy, precisely because they have most of their economic needs taken care of. They're rich. They uniquely have money left over. And money left over has to go somewhere, so they invest it. There are no companies and no jobs without investment first. And so I don't understand, if you're going to cut taxes and you really want to boost the economy, the smartest thing to do is reduce the penalty on the rich. I would also add, I think people like Jeff Bezos bring enormous progress to this country and to the world. Why do they owe so much in taxes? I've never understood that.
So in other words, you're saying that the problem with the tax cuts plan recently was that it didn't cut enough taxes.
No.
You mean no, I'm right, or no, I'm wrong?
Yeah, you're right. We did not reduce taxes nearly enough. I did not understand. The Republicans said, well, we're only willing to increase the budget deficit by $1.5 trillion, so we're limited. To me, that was a weak excuse. No, you're not limited. You only have resources insofar as the American people provide them to you. Reduce their taxes. The federal government spends too much. Substantially reduce what the American people hand over to the federal government. And if you're worried about the deficit, that doesn't worry me. Government spending is what worries me. Reduce your spending. Figure out ways to get by with less. A budget that's $4 trillion, I think you can do it. But don't make balancing the budget a responsibility of the American people.
It's interesting that the media, of course, was highly critical, I think to some degree still is, of the tax cuts, and not, you know, from your perspective, they're critical on the other side of the spectrum.
Well, yes, because to be clear, if you reduce the tax rate at all, it is going to skew toward the rich, but not for the reasons that people think. The reasons any tax cut is going to seem like it's a handout, the rich are benefiting the most from it, is they pay all the taxes in the first place. The top 1% of earners, I don't have the exact number, but they account for roughly, I think, 47% of total federal revenues. And so, of course, any, quote, tax cut, to the extent that tax rates go down, are going to they're just going to reduce the burden on the highest earners the most. That's a given no matter what. And my problem with this, what we leave out, is that if you're a high earner in California or you're a high earner in New York, precisely because you're having your state and local tax deduction taken away, you're not getting a tax cut through this plan. And so I think that's unfortunate. I want government to have less revenue. I want people to pay less of their income to the government. I don't think this does that nearly enough.
Explain to us, and this is the kind of, in some ways, the essence of your piece, this point that you were just getting to about California and New York, that the states with the high taxes, that the earners there are going to be paying more in taxes or whatever. Explain this, because it's important to understand.
Well, historically, okay, so Americans pay federal income tax, but historically they could deduct from the amount of income that's federally taxable what they pay to cities and states in taxes. So it's the state and local tax deduction. The Republican tax bill got rid of this, and I think that's very unfortunate.
Why?
In getting rid of it, what Congress is saying is that we want more revenue. We want more revenue from high earners in states like California and New York. Now, my argument against that is that, let's never forget, a tax increase on a billionaire in California and New York is a tax increase on every single American. Think about it. The federal government doesn't take in dollars to stare lovingly at them. Every dollar that the federal government takes in is an extra dollar of control it has over the U.S. economy overall. Well, we know from the 20th century that when governments have total control of the economy, it's mass chaos and immense poverty. Well, the economy, by extension, is not strengthened the more that the federal government has control of it through accession of the wealth that we create. And so if the Republicans are going to be about cutting taxes, which, hey, thumbs up, why the need to go for all these revenue enhancers like this big revenue grab where you're going to go after high earners in high-tax states to take back a deduction they had?
Hmm. Now, it's interesting that, so in other words, what you're saying is, hey, we need to really cut spending, government spending.
Yeah, government spending is the ultimate tax because it amounts to government directing resources that would otherwise be directed by the private sector. And so to me, tax cuts, which are a very good thing, they should be about reducing the inflow of dollars to the federal government because in doing so, you are reducing the federal government's control of the economy. You're reducing its ability to spend. And in doing that, you're increasing the private sector's control over the economy. And that's a good thing because the private sector is where all the wealth is created.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some, of course, will respond to me and they'll say, but why should people in low-tax states who subsidize these high earners in California and New York? Why should they subsidize all the waste in those states? Well, my response is that, yeah, of course, there's lots of waste in California. There's lots of waste in New York, and that's the point. The point of the founders was that everyone would choose their individual bliss. Some would choose lots of government. Some would choose a little, all based on the city or state lived in. And so the idea is that you should choose your tax rate, but that most spending and most taxation should occur in cities and states. That way you can choose the kind of policies you want.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, yeah.
You want the waste to be in the states. And so my thinking is the federal government shouldn't subsidize state and local tax deduction. They should just call it a tax credit. They should say, okay, New York and California, if you're going to be big spenders, that's your right. That's where we want the spending to be in the first place. Because we want each state to compete for citizens based on different spending, taxation, or lack thereof. And so we are going to credit you for handling the vast majority of your spending locally. That's what we want. No one in the U.S. gains when the federal government collects more in revenue. Because when the federal government collects more in revenue, that's just more federal control over the economy.
Mm. So, in other words, what you would have liked to have seen would be more of a state and local tax deductions or whatever, as opposed to, you know, the federal state.
Yeah, just call the tax credit that what you pay locally should count against federal. And remember, that's what Republicans have historically wanted. They have wanted states' rights. The idea, and this is what the founders wanted.
Mm-hmm.
There'd be 13 states, and people would choose their policy bliss, the size of government they want, based on the state lived in. So some states would offer maybe lots of goods and services. Some would offer very little. And you'd kind of find what makes most sense for you. But when the federal government is the big spender, when it's spending $4 trillion a year, we know that Republicans and Democrats have turned that scenario on its head.
Mm.
It's a very bad sign when we're paying the vast majority of our taxes to the federal government. Because that's not what the founders intended. And I'm saying maintain this credit against money that would flow into Washington. and let all the waste be local. At least when it's local, we have a better say over it. We're more likely to see it, and we can discipline politicians. When Washington wastes money, not everyone can see it. And I hate to tell people who are listening, if you haven't been to Washington, D.C. in a while, it's a pretty ritzy place. Mm-hmm. A $4 trillion government affords a pretty fancy city.
Yeah.
Hard for you to control that from Florida, Washington State, North Dakota, Illinois. But if the waste is local, which is where it should be, you can more likely say, we're not going to put up with this. We lived in this state to have this much government. We're getting too much. We're going to discipline you.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that it's my understanding that the wealthiest counties in America, the wealthiest counties, they're in Northern Virginia and in Maryland. In other words, they're surrounding Washington, D.C. These are basically government bureaucrats of the federal government.
Yeah. Now, I mean, I think what people would see is, yeah, there are some very nice parts around Washington, D.C., speaking to your point. Now, are they as nice as Beverly Hills or Greenwich, Connecticut or Palm Beach, Florida or, you know, probably not. But the federal government in growing like this has afforded itself pretty fancy living. And that's exactly what you don't want. And so I really struggled with this idea. Again, Republicans should cut taxes, and they should cut them much more. What were we going to gain by forcing high earners on the coast by getting rid of that deduction such that they owe more to the federal government? I want the federal government to collect less.
All right, you know, it's interesting. You mentioned Illinois, and you also mentioned Florida, and your piece mentions Florida and the fact that Florida, Tennessee, and Texas do not have, a state income tax. But I come from Illinois originally, and now I'm living in Florida. This radio station is in Florida. I like that not having to pay tax. And meanwhile, from Illinois, sadly, people are moving out. I forgot what the statistic was, but it's a surprisingly high statistic, and it's all related to taxes. It's all related to just bad fiscal policy, you know, on the part of their politicians.
Well, I'm guessing yes or no. To visit Chicago is to be amazed every time by how much nicer it's becoming all the time. And so, and believe me, this isn't me advocating taxation. But the idea from the founders was that the federal government would tax very little, that most politics, most legislation would occur locally in cities and states. And so, you know, looking at Texas, Florida, and Tennessee, those are three zero state income tax states. Interesting about all three is that for every dollar that Texas sends to the federal government, it gets $1.40 back. For Tennessee, it's $1.50. For Florida, it's $4.50.
From the government, from the federal government.
From the federal government.
So does that mean you guys are, the rest of the country is subsidizing us here in Florida?
You could make that argument. Now, I don't think it's a subsidy because I think federal spending is invariably damaging. But isn't that interesting? Now, if you then look at California, New York, New Jersey, Illinois, and Massachusetts, all way up there as high tax states, they are all ranked in the top 10 among states that provide the most revenue to the federal government. Interesting about all five of them is none gets a dollar back for every dollar sent to the federal government. Each gets less than that. And so if you want to get into strict, okay, is there subsidization? Well, I don't know. California gets back less than it sends to the federal government. But my bigger story is this. We want, I think as Federalists, this is what Republicans have historically wanted. We want states to be where the vast majority of spending and legislation is. It doesn't mean that there won't be waste, but at least it can be your waste, as in I chose to live in Illinois. I chose to live in Florida.
Right, right, exactly.
And the idea is that you pick that. And the idea at the same time should be, well, the federal government shouldn't be doing these things. And so I'm not saying we're going to get back to the founders' vision, but I guess I have trouble with the Republicans writing a tax code that is going to make it even more likely that states will be reliant on the federal government for handouts.
So, in other words, growing Leviathan that much more. All right, well, we're basically out of time. John Tamney, freedomworks.org. Thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, great. Thanks. Bye-bye.